Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talkin' Steelers Football. This is another part of our 10-part series that's going to offer you all a position-by-position look at the Steelers as we continue to count down the days until training camp opens at St. Vincent College. I'm Bob Labriola, joined, as always, by Mike Prasuta of the DVE Morning Show. Mike, in today's segment, let's take a look at the safeties. The thing here is depth, because the starters are Troy Polamalu and Ryan Clark, and I can't see – there's not a realistic scenario that comes into my head that those two guys lose their starting jobs by getting beaten out by anybody.
But the possibility of injury seems to hang heavy over that position.
That's why depth.
So, yeah. That's it could possibly be a factor. And, of course, we're talking about – Troy Polamalu, who missed a lot of time last year, and the impact was obvious. You know, I did some research on this, Bob. I broke the rules.
Yeah, well,
starting off on the wrong foot.
As you mentioned, it is early.
In the last 80 regular season games, Troy Polamalu has played in 58 of them. So I guess it depends on your perspective whether that is not enough or maybe more than you thought.
No, I would go with the not enough.
Okay, well, you can do that, but – let's go back to 2005. He played 16 regular season games.
How'd that year end up?
Steelers went to the Super Bowl and won it. He played 16 regular season games next in 2008.
How'd that season end up?
Steelers went to the Super Bowl and won it. And then most recently he did so in 2011. But when you look at last year.
But that was a 12-4 year, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't win a division only because of tiebreakers, but 12-4, you'd usually, sign your name to the bottom of that if that was presented to you before the season started.
I think you'd take that. And,
yes.
And here's how critical a guy Troy Polamalu is. Last year, I go back to those last two games of the year, Cincinnati and Cleveland.
Yes.
And Troy was then playing in his fourth and fifth games back from a long absence.
Yes.
So he was not only back in the lineup, he was back to being up to speed, back to being Troy Polamalu, back to being instinctive and doing all the things he does. The defense gave up 10 points in each of those games, Bob, and came away with a combined 7 turnovers produced and 10 sacks registered. So it all came together at the end. It was a little too little, a little too late. But you see the impact Troy has on that entire defense. So he is the critical question at safety. Now the secondary question is, do you have something behind him?
Well, certainly a guy who will come with some expectations is Shamarco Thomas. Not so much for where he was picked. He was only a fourth-round pick. But for the fact that, the cupboard is bare. I mean, this guy, when you look at the other players that are on the roster at safety as we head into training camp for the Pittsburgh Steelers, beyond the two starters, you have Damon Cromartie-Smith, undrafted rookie, Robert Golden, formerly undrafted rookie, Shamarco Thomas, the draft pick that we just mentioned, and Ross Ventrone, signed as a street free agent. So there's not a lot of pedigree there at all besides Shamarco Thomas. We've heard some good things about him throughout the offseason program that ended in minicamp back in the middle of June. But he's going to have to be a guy who is going to be ready to play, has to be ready to play if needed.
Yeah, you would think he will need to at least contribute, if not start. And contribute on more than special teams, get in there at some point. He's a guy that's had some concussion issues at Syracuse, but I thought it spoke volumes, Labs, the potential of this guy, and everybody's understanding and recognizing that potential, that both Troy Polamalu and Ryan Clark talked a lot during the OTAs about mentoring Shamarco Thomas and sharing the knowledge and getting him up to speed as quickly as possible. He's almost the pet project, the guy that his time is coming very soon. They want to make sure he's as ready as he can be. So I found that doesn't happen with everybody.
And, no, it doesn't.
It's happening with him, so there must be a reason.
Yeah, Robert Golden, I don't want to write him off. He was kind of impressive in his rookie training camp last year. And Carnell Lake did tell me that he believes, and if Carnell Lake believes it, it is true, in my opinion, that William Gay, if the Steelers get into a situation where they need to play someone at safety, they can put him there, and they're pretty, I won't say comfortable, but they would, you know, it's not that bad of an option. William Gay certainly could handle the coverage responsibilities as an NFL cornerback. He's not the tackler that either Troy or Ryan Clark are, but he's willing, and you know, sometimes willingness to throw your body in there is you know, about 75% of actually getting the guy on the ground. So who knows, maybe the Steelers look for some backup safeties come August the 31st when rosters are cut, but you know, as we stand right now, Shamarco Thomas and Robert Golden, my four eyes are going to be on you guys when training camp starts.
Yeah, Golden, the guy who was described by Lake last year as a guy who can run and cover, and you can never have enough of those. Another guy that I've been looking at for a while now is Cromartie Smith. And I don't know, he seems like a tweener, maybe, you know, better than AAA, but not quite Major League. But
what I tell you about those baseball things?
Again, it's early. He can hit. And if he can refine the other parts of his game, he seems to be right on the edge of maybe carving out a spot for himself. I think he's been active for a game or two in the last couple of years. Certainly not more than that. But a guy who is still here, presumably for a reason.
Yeah, I would say just a quick prediction. I know it's early. Damon Cromartie Smith is on the 53-man roster. If he is, it's because Danny Smith, the new special teams coordinator, wants him there. That'll do it for this edition of Talkin' Steelers Football. For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.